still. All I can feel is the time standing still as you put down the keys and say, don't call me, please. While the radio plays, I think I need a new heart. Oh, I think I need a new heart. Oh.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The 25th annual Woodstock Film Festival takes place in October, but one need not wait for cinematic goodness from the festival. This morning, we'll talk about a stunning trio of events happening this month. Meyer Blaustein is the co-founder, executive director, programmer of the Woodstock Film Festival, and we are pleased as punch to have her here on this Friday morning. How are you?
I'm good. So good to be back here.
It's always good to have you here. This show is almost 25 years old. You've been doing this for 25 years. We're attached at the hip. We had you on for the first festival. We'll have you. We're having you on for the 25th. It's can you believe it's been 25 years?
No, I was thinking about the first time I came here, and actually the second time I came here, because that was after September 11.
Yes,
that's and that right. was a big one. But I've been making this pilgrimage to Albany and WAFC now for many, many years, and I'm feeling the weight of the 25 years on my shoulders and my being.
I want to get into all the stuff that's coming up in the next couple of days, but what is it like to program when you have something like a silver anniversary, where you think, oh, okay, well, we want to make every festival great, but this is celebratory as well?
Well, yes, definitely. And there are a number of specialty programming that are coming into play because it's the 25th anniversary. And we've also extended the festival by a day because, again, it's the 25th anniversary. So we from the get-go, we started planning it as a special festival unlike any of the other festivals. And I'm not at liberty to really give any of the details because none of it has been announced yet. And,
right.
and many of it, much of it, is still a work in progress, believe it or not. I'm really hoping that by the end of July we'll have a lot locked. But I am feeling the pressure. It's we have to perform. It's going to be an incredible festival. I have no doubt about that. But it takes a lot of thought and attention, of course, and care.
Of course, you'll be back, and we'll talk about all of this when we can mention details and what's going to be a part of the festival. But I'm interested of your thoughts of how the film festival landscape, because film has changed
yes.
so over the last quarter of a century, and film festivals have changed.
Yes.
And you were in fairly early.
It's a very big conversation in the film community these days, in fact. What is the place of film festivals in the whole filmmaking ecosystem? It certainly has changed a lot ever since now, with the streamers have changed everything. And while more and more films are being made, less and less films end up seeing the light of day because of the selective process of the streamers. Festivals are curatorial entities. And when a film gets selected by a respected festival, that really does give it an edge in terms of what's going to happen with it afterwards. So it's really important for films to be selected and curated by certain festivals that they know would be good for their trajectory. That's one of the things that makes film festivals really important. Another is just being there. And that's for the filmmakers who, by and large, attend film festivals like ours. And not only that they get to present their films in an environment that is respected and prestigious, but also the people who they meet, the various other filmmakers, the distributors, the various industry members, it's really good for their future. So it's within the filmmaking ecosystem, that's part of where film festivals fall into play and make a difference. Of course, there's more factors, but that's a couple of those.
And it's important, and you really have a job to do as far as in the films that you select and how it's going to work in the greater life of that film.
Absolutely. It's really important. And believe me, this every year we have so many. I mean, this year we have thousands and thousands of film submissions. Last year we had more than 100% growth or increase of the film submissions than ever before. And this year it's more than 20% growth from last year. So we're getting a ton of films, and that tells you also that filmmakers, more and more filmmakers, want to be a part of the Woodstock Film Festival and believe that it will make a difference in the trajectory of their films and their careers, two separate things. But the thought process, the curatorial process of a film festival is very complex. And every year, you know, I end up, because I know so many filmmakers, and I end up like, how many friendships am I going to lose because we're going to end up not showing this film? And, you know, so that certainly happens. But the longer you do a film festival, the more friends in the industry you have, and the more friends you stand to lose. But there's a lot that goes into that process.
So, when you are busy putting together the 25th festival, the 25th anniversary festival, and on top of all that, you say, oh, let's do events outside of that. That speaks to your place in the community and the film world and the neat things and opportunities that you have for us and the community.
Yes. Well, in part it's because I really want to torture my staff and give them a lot of extra work. But the festival is really now a 365 days entity, and we do a lot of year-round events and workshops and activities, whether it's on the educational side, because we just finished a 4 weeks filmmakers residency, and on Monday we're starting a 3 week youth film lab for area teenagers. But we are showing a lot of films outside of the festival, and especially this year because we are building up towards the 25th anniversary. So, for instance, some of the films that we're going to talk about that we're showing in July, but then also in August, are by filmmakers and whose films we've shown in the beginning of the festival. We're going back in time and bringing them back and celebrating them ahead of this year's anniversary.
So one of the events coming up on Saturday, the 13th of July, is the 25th anniversary poster unveiling and signing. And Matt Dillon will be there.
Yes. Well, Matt's did our poster this year. I mean, not everybody knows that he's not only a really great actor, but also a film director. We showed two of his, he directed two films, and we showed both of them in the past. But he's also an artist. And I knew that, and I reached out, and he was actually really happy and thrilled to be doing it. And so he's coming up next Saturday. We are doing it at a great new venue in Stone Ridge. And there's going to be a big party with Matt, and he'll be signing posters. And then there's going to be a fabulous performance by Galen Dorsey, who's a wonderful bass. She was the bassist of David Bowie for many years and a really great musician. So with Matt Dillon and with Galen Dorsey, it's going to be a party. And come on and join us. It's going to be really great. And Matt is coming up, of course, for that. And he's the nicest guy. So he's not only just going to sign your poster, he's going to hang out and talk. And he's really interesting, engaging, and still very handsome, I have to say. So yeah, it's going to be great.
That event takes place on the 13th of July, as we mentioned, from 4 to 7 o'clock at North River Electric House in Stone Ridge, New York. And of course, you can find out more information about that event by going to the Woodstock Film Festival, woodstockfilmfestival.org, woodstockfilmfestival.org. Then, 2 days later on Monday, director and author Susan Seidelman will be doing an event. She has an amazing new memoir. She actually is going to be on our show. We're very excited. We had had a great conversation with her. That'll air to promote your event and a few others in the region, and we're excited about that. The book is amazing, and you're also going to have a screening of the film.
Yes. Well, I mean, I used to live in the East Village back in the day. I mean, the movie Desperately Seeking Susan is talking about my era in the East Village. It's really, really great. When the film came out, that's exactly when Madonna just blew up,
yep,
and became the biggest star. And it's really, really great film. And I'm so thrilled that Susan is coming up to be with us. We're going to show the film. She's going to do Q&A. And she's also going to talk about her book, Desperately Seeking Something, and do a book signing. And a local filmmaker, Catherine Dickman, who is also a NYU professor, I mean, a Columbia professor, rather, and has known Susan Seidelman for a long time, is going to host the conversation with Susan. And that's going to take place at the Orpheum in Saugerties. And it's going to be so great. I love Susan Seidelman. And we've shown a number of her films. And I'm very happy that she's coming back.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. It's a I thought the book was terrific. Just really, really fun. And a lot of good stuff in there. All right, that is on July 15th, Monday the 15th, and actually I just looked it up. She's going to be on our show on the 12th. So
perfect.
The 12th on Friday the 12th. So we look forward to that. Susan Seidelman, and again, that's the screening of Desperately Seeking Susan and the signing of the book Desperately Seeking Something, and that'll be taking place on Monday, July 15th. And as you mentioned, that is at the Orpheum Theater. And you can find out more information about that event also. That starts at 6:30. You can find out more information by going to woodstockfilmfestival.org. Then an event that was supposed to take place, I think, this weekend and then got moved.
Yes.
Salvaged. You saved it. Yeah, that was good.
We saved it. We saved the day. It's a beautiful film, Pieces of April. It opened the festival, God, I think back in 2002, something like that. And it's starring Patricia Clarkson and Katie Holmes and Alison Peel. It's really a beautiful film that was written and directed by Peter Hedges, who also wrote about the boy and What's Eating Gilbert Grapes. He's a wonderful, wonderful writer, director. So we're bringing basically all of these people back. And the reason we reschedule, because Patricia Clarkson, who likes to be called Patty, recently just lost her mother. Mm. And in fact, the funeral is on the day that we were supposed to have the screening. So we rescheduled the whole thing, but they're all coming. And it's a beautiful, beautiful film. And it's part of our, you know, bringing back films from our past, but films that really stood out for us then and still stand out for us now. And that's going to be shown in Woodstock at Tinker Street Cinema. And I am confident that you're not only going to really love the film, but you're really going to love the conversation afterwards. Patricia Clarkson is fabulous. Peter Hedges is amazing. And Alison Peel is so wonderful. I don't know if you've seen her.
Yes.
Probably love the show The Newsroom.
I love The Newsroom. Aaron Sorkin's The Newsroom. And I just saw her on Broadway in Uncle Vanya.
Okay. So
yeah.
You know how great she is.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a really beautiful evening.
That's incredible. It's Monday, July 26th, Pieces of April, a screening and conversation with actors and the director. Following the screening, Patricia Clarkson, who was nominated for an Oscar for the performance, and Alison Pill, along with Peter Hedges, will participate in a conversation. And that'll be great. Really fun.
It would be so wonderful. Can I just mention a couple of things that we're doing in August?
Absolutely.
Very, very quickly, because, again, as part of bringing back films, because it's sort of a bit of a pattern for us now. On August 9th, we are showing My Generation by Barbara Koppel. That film closed the very first Woodstock Film Festival back in 2000. It is about the 69, 92, and 95 Woodstock concerts. And Barbara Koppel, who's two-time Academy Award-winning filmmaker, along with Michael Lang, with the family of Michael Lang. Michael Lang was the promoter of all the Woodstock concerts. They're all going to be there, and it's showing at the Greenville Drive-In. So that's going to be so much fun because that drive-in is so fabulous. We love it. And they're all going to be there and do a whole conversation actually before the film. And then people can sit in their cars or can sit outside. There's a very large, nice bar at the Greenville Drive-In, and you can hang out there and watch the film from there or from your car. But it's a great movie. And I remember when we showed it at the festival in Woodstock, it was the closing night film back in 2000. And, oh, God, Barbara said to the audience, it's okay if you want to smoke something.
All right. Yeah.
I was sitting on the floor because it was totally sold out, and so, oh God, Barbara, did you really just say that? But I don't think anybody actually smoked anything. But it's a great film, so I think people will have a lot of fun.
My Generation, the screening and Q&A with director Barbara Koppel and the family of Michael Lang, August 9th at the Greenville Drive-In from 8 to 11 p.m. And then one more event on August 18th.
Which is a very special event. This is called Queer Futures. It's a combination of four different short films made by young LGBTQ filmmakers, non-binary filmmakers, and across the spectrum, trans and LGBT. They are about, each one of them is about the beauty of the body, whether and a very large body, but it's so beautiful. And another one is about the hotlines for trans and LGBTQ community. The combination of this whole the four films is really about what's life looking now and how life is going to look like in the future for the queer community in a very positive way. And we're going to have the filmmakers there. And those are filmmakers who are connected to us one way or another. And they're all going to be there to speak about their films. And I think this is going to be a particularly great program that I'm really excited about. And I think that's showing at Upstate Films in Saugerties on August 18th. And it's going to be great fun.
That's right. It takes place at 7 o'clock on the 18th of August at Upstate Films. Queer Futures, shorts, a series with the directors in attendance, and that event again on August 18th. If you want to find out about any of these events, if you want to get the early word on the 25th anniversary of the Woodstock Film Festival, just go to their website, woodstockfilmfestival.org, woodstockfilmfestival.org. They will always keep you updated. Myra Blaustein, it is always a pleasure to have you on this program. Thank you so much for the beautiful work that you do, for the incredible things you bring to our region, and for joining us over these many years.
Well, thank you, Joe, and I look forward to being back here sometime beginning of October, hopefully.
Yes, we'll talk. It'll all be nailed down by
yes.
then, and
oh,
we can
yeah.
have a full conversation. Myra Blaustein is co-founder, executive director, and programmer of the Woodstock Film Festival, woodstockfilmfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.